Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit Alive Network, your transformation station. And I'm your host, Evangelist Joyce Carpenter. What a wonderful day this is. And you're listening to the Faith Cafe. And this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the God of our salvation, hallelujah, for he is good, hallelujah, and his mercy endure forever. Praise God. Thank you so much for tuning in on today. Resurrection Sunday is almost here, which is this coming Sunday that we celebrate the death of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and call that Resurrection Sunday. So let's go to the throne room of God before we go any farther. Father, we just thank you for this day. Thank you, Father God, for your the glory and the lifter of our heads. Thank you, Father God, that you are our strong tower. You are our stronghold, Lord, in the time of trouble, Father God. You said the righteous run into you. They are safe. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, that we can count on you, for you are faithful, Lord God. You are a faithful, faithful God. And we can trust you and trust your love for us. And Father, as I minister forth the oracles of you, let your word fall upon good ground, that, Father God, the ground is prepared to receive your word, that that word is nurtured and protected, and it will not allow Satan, fowls of the air, to steal the word, but that word would grow into maturity, and it would bring forth fruit, life-changing fruit in each and every life. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God, praise God. So I was saying, you know, we're coming up here on Easter, and how much so to talk about the love of God. The love of God, the love of Jesus. How God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, into this world, not to condemn this world, but that the world through him would be saved. And Jesus, in turn, he came here and fulfilled his purpose. And he loved us so to where when it was time for him to go and to be sacrificed on the cross, he went into prayer and he asked the Lord, he said, if you would, remove this cup from me. Then he got to the place, that's where his human side kicked in, because we know Jesus was, he was human and he was divine here on this earth. And his human side kicked in and he, you know, just flesh got where it was weak. It did not want to do what the purpose and what it came here to do. But yet and still, his words were, Father, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. So Jesus went through his agony, his pain. He demonstrates, so demonstrated and displayed the love for us, the love for humanity, that he died. Even he died for us, even before we knew, our parents knew us, before we were yet, the word of God said, we were yet in our trespasses of sin. He died for us. And we hadn't even been thought of by our parents. Our parents and all, they wasn't here. They hadn't thought of, but God loved us and sent his Son, Jesus, to die for us, to die in our place where we were doomed to go to hell. But he gave us a choice to accept him. And when we accept him, we accept him as our Lord and Savior, allowing him to be Lord in our life and letting his word be our governing factor there of how we live, how we live, and we live by his word and all his commandments. For God is love, and this is what I want to speak to you briefly today on: God is love. God's love is just so, so great, so great for us. It's just under, you know, it's no searching. You try to figure out, why did he love me so much? Why did he do? Why? We don't know, but he loved us. And I'm so glad that he did. Praise God. God is love. And we're going to look at a foundation scripture here. The foundation scripture is 1 John 4:7. 1 John 4:7 is our foundation scripture. And it reads, beloved, which he's letting us know here how much we are loved. Okay, when he say beloved, so he's letting us know, oh, how much I love you. Okay, so let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and know God. Okay. So we see God is love. Love comes from God. Okay. And we are to love one another. We are to love humanity. You know, if we love God, if you love God, you're going to love people. I often tell people that when people, and I've heard people say, well, I don't really care for people. I like animals better than I do people. I don't have a problem with loving animals. Yes, I love animals too, and dogs and all, but we're to love people regardless. We're to love humanity in spite of, you know, I've encountered, you know, my years being on this earth, I've encountered some very difficult people, some problematic, arrogant people, full of themselves, and just encounter people of all walks of life, and some of them are not so nice, and some of them are nice. But I will say this, it's easy to love someone that's nice to you, that's kind to you, and they're just a general kind person, easy to get along with, easy to be entreated. Whatever you ask them, you know, to do, they'll do it. And everyone likes to deal with these kind of people just about. But when you deal with people that are problematic and they're always going to criticize, find fault, want to fight, confrontational, arrogant, you know, and bitter, and the whole bit. You know, when you deal with these kind of people, the Word of God tells us that we're to love them also. It didn't tell us only love the lovely. We have to love the unlovely also. And when we're dealing with people that are unlovely, we know that they need Jesus, because there's some things there, you know, that we're that they need to be healed of, you know, because anytime anyone have character like that, you know, they need some inner healing. And although I have encountered saints, those that say they're saints, that they're filled with the Holy Ghost, and some of them say a burning fire, and they can be difficult. Some of them can be difficult to deal with and just negative, and some of them, they don't show the love of God. They don't show the love of God in them. But regardless, we are to show the love of God in us, okay? Regardless, the light of Jesus Christ must be seen. His love must be seen in us. And the Word of God tells us we show love. And he tells us also we are the light of the world and we're the salt of the earth. So when we demonstrate love, we're demonstrating what God wants us to do, because this is what he commanded us to do, is to love one another. And we are also not to just love one another, other Christians. We're to love people. Praise God. And love them so much that we would share Jesus Christ with them so they will not die in their sins, that they would accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and be able to go and to be with Jesus, just as we are. Because when we leave this earth, the Word of God says to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. And we want to share that love and share that with all others, that they can have the same that we have. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look at a very familiar scripture on love. And that is the Gospel of John 3:16. The Gospel of John, St. John 3:16. And it reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Okay. God demonstrated his love for us, for us, and all he demonstrated that he gave his Son that we would have everlasting life. He didn't sin. The 17th verse says that God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him would be saved. So God didn't send him to condemn, okay, but to bring us victory, to bring us life, eternal life, everlasting life. And Apostle Paul reiterates that, you know, and reiterates the demonstration of God's love in Romans 5:8 when he says that, let's look at Romans 5:8. Okay, what Apostle Paul, he reiterated that here, and we know that Apostle Paul was inspired by the Holy Ghost. His writings were inspired by the Holy Spirit, and when he tells us here that God commended his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for us while we were yet sinners. We were yet in our trespasses of sin, and he died for us. Okay. John, 1 John, going back to 1 John 3 and 23. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 John 3 and 23 says, "And this is the commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us a commandment." Okay? God gave us a commandment to love one another. Okay, the commandment is something that's ordered. It's so ordered for you to do. You know, it's not where you have an option. You know, it's no option there. It's ordered that you are to love one another and that we are to put our faith, and that when we put our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ, you know, we totally rely. We rely on him. We rely on his love for us, and loving one another as he commanded us. He so ordered us. No choices here. So loving God, when you love God and truly love him deep down, you will love others. And we're to demonstrate that love unto others. 1 John 4 and 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Okay? So we're to love one another unconditionally. Unconditionally means regardless. Regardless of what we are to love. Regardless of the flaws. And we all, and I often say this, and a friend of mine when we're talking to discussing certain things that happen and having to deal with certain issues, and she reminds me, she says, to realize we all are flawed in some way, which we are. We all are flawed in some way, the shortcomings and things that we should be working on. If we're not working on them, we should be. You know, I'm not talking about sin at this time. I'm not talking about sin. I'm just talking about flaws. You know, things that we may not be having a problem with certain things that maybe someone else having a problem with. Examples of, you know, being late all the time, you know, and that's just a pet peeve with me. I have a problem with being late. If you say you're going to be a certain time, you know, that's what I expect, you know. And if you 30 or 40 minutes late, I really have an issue with that. So these are things that I would call flaws, you know, and people have shortcomings and all. So we are, regardless of that, we are still to overlook that and walk in love. The words say love covers a multitude of faults, you know, sin. So we're to overlook that, not saying that it's right, because we should be striving always for perfection and we should be demonstrating discipline in our life. But until that person gets it, we are to love them regardless with the love of the Lord. We are still to love them and demonstrate the love of Christ even in their imperfectness, you know, because we are not perfect, but we have flaws, we have shortcomings, and we will want others to open to, you know, to love us, you know, regardless of that. So, but we are to love in spite of, regardless. So we'll be talking about that a little bit later. Again, which we are to love unconditionally, and unconditional love is agape love. And agape love meaning love in spite of. Love, whether you love me, whether love is reciprocated back or not, I'm to love you in spite of. Whether you love me or not, I'm to love you whether you hate me. I'm to love you whether you just despise me. And there are times, and people that you know don't like you, you know they don't like you. You see how, when they see you coming, how they act. You know, the body language and all. But we are to demonstrate the love of God regardless. We are to demonstrate the love of Jesus in our lives and to go and embrace them. And sometimes I say, you know, how you really break that, you really break a situation to where a person may dislike you. I would find out something that they need or something going on in their life, and, you know, and see where you can be a blessing at, you know. If you can, something, maybe they're ill or whatever, maybe you can prepare a dinner for them and take it over to their home. Or either it's their birthday, just buy them a gift and give it to them. There are ways we can do, you know, to break these, you know, to break this, because sometimes if we're not fully perfected in love, we could end up getting in the flesh just like the other person do, and not deciding we're not going to love and we're going to get an attitude. But in order to break those attitudes and break that, demonstrate the love in some way. You know, I'd say a gift or just do something nice for them, like preparing a meal. So this will also perfect the love of God in you. Agape love, unconditional love. Hallelujah. 1 John 4 and 18. 4 and 18. And 1 John 4 and 18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear, because fear hath punishment. Okay? He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Okay? we can trust the love of God, you know, for us. Okay, we can trust his love, but we know he has our best interests at heart. And we know that. And if you have been a Christian any length of time, you go through situations, and the more you trust God and you're confident in his word, he's going to bring it to pass. And whatever, you can trust his love, you can trust his decision, you can be secure in that, in his love for you, that whatever he does, it's going to be good, you know, and it's going to be good for you. So his love doesn't have no dread or no fear, you know, it doesn't have that, okay? For it doesn't have that because his love is made perfect because we can stand on his word, on his love, okay? We can be secure in it, okay? And if you're in that situation and it may be hard for you to trust, then continually speak forth that scripture, 1 John 4:18, perfect love cast out fear. And so as we perfect the love and walk through experiences and decide and make a conscious decision that we're going to trust God, we're going to trust God in this, make that constant, that conscious decision, speak forth the word of God, declare that scripture over your life, 1 John 4:18, and let that resonate down in your spirit, okay? And that will change your circumstances. It will help bring you into steps of perfecting the love of God in you. And as we trust him more, as we trust him more, he will perfect his love in us. Hallelujah. And perfect love, he casted out all fear. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's look at John 15, St. John, Gospel of John 15, 12 through 14. Okay, and that reads, John chapter 15, verses 12 through 14. This is my commandment. These are the words of Jesus speaking here. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love than no man than this, a man that lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do what I command you to do. But I command you. Praise God. Okay? Jesus commanded us in this scripture to love as he loved us. Love one another as Christ loved us. No greater, he said, no greater love, a stronger love than a man that lay down his life for a friend, for his friends. And we know Jesus. See, Jesus laid down his life for friends because he called us friends. And he laid down his life for us. We are his friends. Okay? And we are to love like he loved. He says, if we do these things, what he commanded us to do. Praise God. Let's look at Romans 13. And 8. Romans 13 and 8. We're still talking about God's love. And God's love, it constrains us, you know, to want to be all that he called us to be and all he created us to be. His love constrains. I know it constrains me to want to do that. It constrains me to want to go higher and higher and to be all that he called, all that he created me to be, fulfilling the destiny that he has for me. As I tell you, you know, none of us are perfect, but it sure makes you strive to do all and to be all he created you to be. Praise God. Romans 13, chapter 13 and verse 8 reads, O no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth hath fulfilled the law. Okay. Now, so many times, we as saints of God, you know, I've heard this used so many times of using this as far as monetary debts. Now, he's not talking about a monetary debt here. I mean, people use that. And not, man, I guess they can use it if they want, you know, as far as monetary debts. But it was not speaking of a monetary debt so much. He was speaking of a debt of love, okay? We're to owe no man anything, he says, but to love them, okay? We're not to be indebted to them, you know, of not loving them. So that's what that debt is to not to is not to owe him love, but we're to love, okay? Practice loving others, you know, regardless whether it's reciprocated, like I mentioned earlier. And the scripture says here, love is the fulfilling of the law. And we know that the law is fulfilled in one word, and that's love, L-O-V-E. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind. That was the first one. As Jesus said, the commandments is that they hang all these on one, which is love. And the second one, he said, love thy neighbor as yourself. So love is the fulfilling of the law. It's fulfilled in one word. So love the Lord thy God with all thy mind, heart, soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. And we know we love our neighbors as ourselves. Then nobody ever treated themselves really badly unless you're on drugs or mental, you know, or have some kind of mental disorder. But no one treats themselves badly. So we're to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And if we love our neighbors, we would not do in our brothers and sisters. And your neighbor is your fellow man, your brothers or sister, anyone, your fellow sisters and brothers, or not even just sisters and brothers in Christ, it's anyone. But we're to love as we would love ourselves. And we know we don't want to be talked about. We know we don't want to be mistreated. We know we don't want to someone to end up, someone to do things to us to assassinate our character, you know, to just go around and belittle you. You know you don't want someone to do that to you. So why would you do that? Why would you do that to someone else? So we're to love one another as Christ loved us. And I'm out of time, and I pray this word will resonate in your spirit. And I'm wishing each and every one of you a blessed Resurrection Sunday. Praise God, and thank you so much for tuning in on today, wherever you're listening, the chat room or and the studio and all. Thank you for your time. And just remember, 1 John 5:4, whoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. I've been your host, Evangelist Joyce Carpenter, and from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network, until next time, be ye transformed, and good evening. God bless.